It's done.
Connor McDavid! It's not real!
The goal of the year?
Panarin!
Part of the past. The celebrations? Forgotten. The history?
Vegas Golden Knights!
History. We're back to a blank slate. Clean ice. All that matters now is what happens next. The Stanley Cup Playoffs.
Eastern Conference Final begins Wednesday.
Why is it that with sparkling water, I'm always playing guessing games with what flavor I'm drinking? Is it citrus? Is it aluminum can flavored? Not sure. Sparkling ice, though, they really mean flavor. Like in-your-face flavor. Orange mango, black raspberry. Don't even get me started on the strawberry lemonade. Kiwi strawberry slid right into my taste buds' DMs last night and let them know who's boss. No subtleties there and no sugar either. But it does have vitamins and antioxidants. Find sparkling ice at a major grocery store or club retailer near you. Sparkling ice. Anything but subtle.
Welcome to The Terrible Take, a daily segment telling Steelers Nation what's on our mind. I'm Alex Kozora. Taking one last look at the Cincinnati Bengals game, which I know feels like forever ago, there were big-time contributions from top playmakers like George Pickens and TJ Watt. There were those who filled in and stepped up with memorable performances like safety Eric Rowe, cornerback-turned-safety Patrick Peterson, linebacker Miles Jack, and of course, quarterback Mason Rudolph. They all made the highlight reel. But what about those who had bigger roles, quietly went about their business, and did not get much love? I'm talking about Chandon Sullivan, who played nearly all the slot corner snaps, with Peterson filling in at safety. Sullivan broke up a pass, attacked the run and screen game, and was part of the team's interior communication. Or Miles Killebrew, who played 23 defensive snaps in the win, mostly as a de facto linebacker while mixing in a couple of safety reps. When the group is healthy, their roles will return to be minimal or non-existent. But they did their job well in what became a total team victory, something required to beat a talented Seahawks team in their place in Seattle on Sunday. Be sure to follow us at SteelersDepot.com and check out episodes of The Terrible Take every day at 5 p.m. Eastern Time. And check out The Terrible Podcast with myself and Dave Bryan every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday.